This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Auto World. And what a great hour we've got lined up. We've got one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He's the creator as well as host of Motor Week on both PBS and Velocity. And we're going to go over the awards, the Driver's Choice Awards, which were given out a little while back in Chicago. But this way, when we have John on, we can talk not only about the Chicago Auto Show, but the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. But right now, we'll go to our guest lines, which are powered by the folks at Hagerty. So let me tell you a little bit about that. If you're in the need of classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Now we go to the Hagerty.com powered guest line and bring forth John Davis, the creator and host of Motor Week on both PBS and Velocity. John, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Bob, how are you? Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. I was telling the listeners that you gave the Motor Choice Awards, the Driver's Choice Awards out in Chicago.
Right.
But since that time, we've had another major auto show in New York. And did you manage to get to New York?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, really, New York is, frankly, becoming the one you've got to go to. But, no, I pretty much do all the domestic shows. Once in a while, I go to the European shows, but not very often. Did do Frankfurt last year for the first time in a while. And it's still worth seeing what's going on abroad because it has an impact here. But, you know, I think it has less impact than it did, say, 5 years ago. So
it's really, truly become a global automotive marketplace, hasn't it, John?
It has, but, you know, with the U.S. kind of going in a different way on fuel economy, and we're not embracing electric cars the way the Asians and the Europeans think they're going to anyway, at least their governments are forcing them to, I'm starting to think we're going to be back to maybe 20 years ago where a lot of European models won't have a lot to do with a lot of American models. We'll see. It's kind of unsecure territory as far as I think both the car companies and car enthusiasts. We're not quite sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, no doubt about it. How many years have you been giving the Driver's Choice Awards out, John?
One less than we've been on the air. This is the 36th year that we've done those. We've been on the air 37, Bob, so 36. We didn't do it the first year we were on, but we did it the second.
I can't believe 37 years. You are a young teenager, of course.
Yeah, that's about right. Weren't we all?
That's right. Well, let's talk about some of the winners here. Best small car, and I wholeheartedly agree with this, especially with its turbo engine. And like that little five-door configuration, the one that's made in England.
The Type R. It's, you know, the Honda Civic, this is the second year that it got the award, and I think it's actually won our best small car award probably more than any other car. They just keep improving it. They keep adding models. It's almost impossible to figure out what they're missing. This year, of course, the big news was they added both the Civic Si and then the Hot Rod Type R hatchback, which, as you mentioned, is made in the UK. And we just didn't see any challengers that sort of encompass the entire compact car market as effectively as they do. And, you know, I don't know. We usually don't give an award for somebody for more than 2 years. I'm not sure what we're going to do next year, so we'll see.
Oh, that's great. Let's talk about another vehicle which has improved dramatically in its latest incarnation. I was a little disappointed in the previous model, but the Honda Accord has taken home the best family sedan.
Yes, and, you know, I have to say, again, every time they've come out with a new Accord, it's garnered our best family sedan award. And, of course, what's critical now is that family sedans, mid-sized family sedans, are out of favor and sales are dropping rapidly, largely because cars like the Civic keep getting larger and filling that family niche for less money. So what Accord's done, and it's been being done by others like Camry, and we just saw the new Altima in New York, they're moving them up market. They're trying to sift them up and make them more like entry-level luxury cars. So far with Accord, it's not working real well. We hear that their, you know, sales are still sluggish, which is a shame because it's a wonderful car. And in this world of SUVs, when you get into a competent family car, and I'm talking about cars that any enthusiast would not mind driving on a daily basis, you realize what driving is all about. So I think all of this popularity of crossovers and pickup trucks, we're kind of losing something.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%, because the vast majority of folks, they buy the off-road SUVs, and never do they ever take them off-road.
Oh, they never get their tires muddy.
So it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And
well, you know, that's one of the reasons they put all-season tires on the darn things, and so they don't work off-road. They don't work in bad weather that particularly well. You know, so it's really people are buying the boxy five-door hatchback with all-weather, all-wheel drive. That's what they're really buying with this mystique that they can do much more than that. If you just want to drive a really, really good car, the Accord is very tough to beat for the money. I don't care how much you want to spend.
Let's talk about best convertible. You've given this to the Mazda MX-5 Miata RF, and that's the key words here, RF.
Yeah.
This has got a very cool top treatment.
Retractable fastback, what RF stands for. And yes, when we looked around the world of convertibles, and normally we try and give this award to a four-passenger convertible, but there aren't very many of those, and really just nothing kind of brought home the pleasure of driving a convertible like the Miata in its latest generation, and with the retractable fastback working much better and much differently than the old convertible hardtop Miata. We thought, you know, you've got your cake and eat it too. You've got an all-weather drive, all-weather capable car. That when the sun does come out, like it did yesterday briefly here in the east, drop the top and go for it. And then if it's raining, like it is today in the east, you just pop it back up and you're sealed up completely.
It's
and great value for the money, too.
In the realm of luxury sedans, the nod went to the BMW 5 Series.
Bob, the top model, not the M5, but the M550i, it is such a wonderful car that, again, getting back to what we were talking about, it makes you realize what driving a great car is like. And it's not just that it's a sporty sedan. It's not just that it's a luxury car. That's what our award was for. It's just an all-around great driver.
It sure is. We're going to put it in neutral, and when we come back on the other side, more with John Davis, creator and host of Motor Week. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty for people who love cars.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Thank you very much for joining us all across America, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world via GCNlive.com. John Davis is our very special guest. We're talking about the Driver Choice Awards that were handed out a while back at the Chicago Auto Show. We're also talking about the recently concluded New York show, and the last winner we just talked about was Best Luxury Sedan, and as you alluded to, in New York, BMW took the wraps off the 5 Series variant of this, and kind of following in the footsteps of many other high-performance performance supercars out there. We're seeing all-wheel drive AMG products, some of the products from Jag, the R-type variant of the F-type, and many others are going this route. It seems to be a bit of a trend emerging.
Very true.
Let's talk about the next category would normally be the rundown best sports sedan,
which is kind of funny.
Very cool.
Because we were talking about the BMW 5 Series, which, you know, 10 years ago we would have said that would have been the candidate and probably a winner of, and certainly did win in the past, our best sports sedan categories. Now it's basically a luxury car that happens to be a sports sedan. So when you come down to the difference really between those two, between best sports sedan and best luxury sedan, it's fairly minor. It has to do with value for the money, maybe the opulence in the interior. And this year there's a new player that has blown everybody away, and that's the Kia Stinger. Rear drive or all-wheel drive, absolutely amazingly capable, a very comparable car to what in your head you think the BMW 3 Series compact sedan should be. It was for $35,000 to $50,000. We just couldn't find, especially in the V6 GT model, very much to fault. And really, the four-cylinder car, the only issues there are it's just not quite as nice inside, but it's still very, very capable.
A very good choice indeed. Haven't had a chance to get behind the wheel of one of those, but can't wait to check it out. Here's another car, which is one of the best sport coupes that I haven't had a chance to drive. It's the Lexus LC500, and this is a beauty. There's no question, John.
When Lexus showed the LC500 and later showed the SC500, the LS500, sorry, they showed the LC first, the two-door. I was struck by how beautiful they were. And when you get in the car, it's not only exterior beauty, and that's just assuming you like the spindle grille in the front, which grows on you, I guess, after a while. The car itself is kind of an artistic expression of what Lexus thinks it wants to be. The exterior was gorgeous. The interior is very almost eclectic. It, along with the new LS, they're just not copying anybody anymore. Particularly, though, the LC, what really sets it apart is here you got this big two-door. We used to call them personal luxury coupes. But boy, can this thing, in the F-Sport variation of it, boy, can it handle. Practicality and a really ultra-luxurious daily driver, and that says a lot about you, who's behind the wheel, and we are that kind of a car culture still. Very impressive car, and it really was almost a unanimous pick for this class. There's not a lot of new hardware in the Sport Coupe class, but I think this car would have won no matter how many competitors are up against it.
Some pretty decent power from that V8 as well.
Yeah, I don't remember the number off my top of my head, but it's certainly enough to push you back in the seat and let you know that you've got something special under the hood.
Let's move to the category of best performance car. And I'm not surprised, and I'm hats off to you guys for choosing the winner.
Why? Because it's the fastest thing on the planet? No. Well, this horsepower number I do remember. 840 for the Dodge Challenger SRT Demon. It's 9-second quarter miles. I mean, what do you want? It's a throwback, but it's yet a totally modern car. But boy, what a machine. Hats off to FCA for building it.
Absolutely. Talk about a dedicated bunch of engineers who put this vehicle together. Never before has there been a vehicle designed specifically for the drag strip. We see more and more performance cars being offered in kind of track case track availability.
Right.
We'll flip some switches and go into a track mode. But no one's ever done this for the drag strip. And this is a car you could daily drive if you wanted to.
And if you don't, we actually gave this award to two FCA products. We figured if you're going to have a Demon in the garage, well, what are you going to have when it snows? Well, how about a Grand Cherokee Trackhawk? So, okay, it's only 707 horsepower, but when you look at the world of high-performance SUVs, with the Europeans with all their AMGs and so forth, you know, really have had a lock on it up till now. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Trackhawk was just as impressive. So it's a two-car garage I'd love to have, and I do not. You know, a Demon on one side of it and a Trackhawk on the other, but, you know, we all have to have something to aspire to.
You're absolutely right, and we're both in the same feelings, because I'd love to have either one or both. It would be a real treat.
Absolutely.
John Davis is with us from Motor Week. It's on both PBS and Velocity, and I've really become a great fan of your website as well, and you can watch full episodes there. Tell about the Auto Week website.
We've had a website, gosh, I don't remember how far back we go, but I know we were one of the first non-web internet-based automotive media to put a lot of money and a lot of effort into a website, and over the last few years we've put even more. We obviously, as you just mentioned, if you haven't seen the show lately, you can get all of our road tests there, you can get full events. We also have a dedicated writer who makes sure that it stays up to date on a daily basis. So there's a dose of automotive news on there, stuff that most people that own cars would be interested in, not esoteric inside the Detroit boardroom stuff. We go way back with a lot of our green driving features that we've specialized in for years. You can actually get even more than what we've got on our website over on our YouTube channel, but we think that our website is a very good first stop. And we find that a lot of people are using, will go to the website just before they go in to a dealer trying to get a last-minute update on the vehicle that they might be interested in buying. So we've been very happy with its response, and it's a nice adjunct to the TV aspect. These days, as you know, you've got to be available on just about every screen out there.
So true, John. We'll take a pit stop and then more of the Driver's Choice Awards from Motor Week right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
So appreciate you being with us each and every week at this very same time. And don't forget, you can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bob@autoworldradio.com. One of my favorite automotive journalists in the entire world is with us. It's John Davis, the gentleman who not only hosts Motor Week, but he also created it some 37 years ago and still going strong. And we're up to the category, John, that you and I both love, Best Dream Machine. We have an Aston, a Porsche, and a Mercedes. Tell us about the three.
Three cars that we'd all like to buy if we won the lottery, and that's kind of the concept here. Aston Martin DB11, and that one of the most beautiful cars on the planet, but you know, also extremely advanced, all aluminum chassis, it's 600 horsepower. What I particularly liked about this V12 beauty when I got in it is, the interior was clearly still handcrafted, which means to say it wasn't perfect, which was great. It was like it had just enough differences from one area to the other to let you know that it was done by humans and not a machine. The next one was the 911 GT2 RS. There's been a lot of Porsches that have come our way. This particular car, for at least for a short period of time, had a Nürburgring record. It was really everything that Porsche stands for, past, present, and future, thrown into one amazing supercar. Then there's the Mercedes-Benz G550 4x4 squared, which is this outrageous rendition of the G550, the G-Wagon, raised. And so it was raised so far off the ground, Bob, that I swear to God, when I was getting out of it, I almost fell on my keister just trying to get down from it. So, you know, it's kind of like, what do you do when you got, I forgot what it was, $350,000, whatever it was, a whole ton of money, and you want to have something that you can look down on everybody, including a couple of tractor trailer drivers. So it was our kind of, we kind of threw that in to have a good time, and that was our Dream Machine choices for 2018.
Oh, I love the Dream Machine choices. Now let's get back to reality.
Yeah.
With a category that just seems to be growing in leaps and bounds. It's the small utility catalog, small utility category, and also the small luxury utility category. But let's start with just plain small SUV.
I think it's because we are biased towards cars and vehicles of all types that feel good, that make us feel good. We were very impressed last year when Mazda came out with their big CX-9. This year they came out with the CX-5. It has everything that the CX-9 had in a smaller package, and they made it even more driver-friendly. So you've got all the compact SUV attributes that you need as far as space, but it just makes you feel good driving it. And if you could drive blindfolded, and I don't suggest it, you would think that you were in a sporty sedan. It also actually was amazingly nice on the inside. It was, for its price point, it was quite luxurious. So we really were very, very impressed with the CX-5 for the small utility market. And there are so many choices out there, but we were glad to see one that kind of stood out and for very driver-oriented reasons.
Yeah, great choice, John, no doubt about it. Let's talk about large utility. The winner of the Driver's Choice Awards goes to a brand you don't normally equate with large. It
sure
went
don't.
To the brand new Volkswagen Atlas. Tell folks about that.
Well, if you want a big three-row SUV and you don't want a Honda Pilot or Toyota Highlander, as a matter of fact, this is bigger than them. It really almost is as big as a Chevy Tahoe, but you still want that front-wheel drive architecture with a very good all-wheel drive system. Made in America in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Here comes the Volkswagen Atlas. It very much impressed us. It's boxy, so it's quite large on the inside, very conservative, as Volkswagen has kind of stayed true to their evolutionary of their interiors, but very competent. And now, since we gave our award, it actually has gained the best whole car warranty in the business. I think, what is it, 7 years and 60,000 miles whole car, mm-hmm. Not just powertrain. So they've done an amazing job. Excuse me. An amazing job. And they just showed the Crossport two-row version of it, and they even teased everybody in New York with a pickup truck version, all that they can make out of this same chassis. And as they also make the Passat, of course, a very capable sedan in the factory, but as sedan popularity wanes, they're prepared to amp up production with the Atlas, and next after that, the Atlas Crossport. So the Atlas got our best large utility winner, and that's a tough field.
It certainly is. Let's talk about best luxury utility. At one point, this category had many players. Today, it just has a ton of players. But the winner of the Driver's Choice Award, I think, is definitely the best one.
The Land Rover Range Rover Velar. A lot of people forget the first part, but it is a Land Rover vehicle. That is, Range Rover is like a sub-brand. And the Velar is a follow-up to last year's winner, which was the Jaguar F-Pace. The Jaguar and Land Rover Range Rover are the same corporation. And so Jag, which blew everybody away with the F-Pace SUV, basically took the guts of it, the chassis and the suspension technology, and Land Rover has now given us the Range Rover Velar, totally different looking inside and out, totally different suspension settings, but still an amazingly capable, great to drive, luxurious interior, and of course, because it's the Land Rover Range Rover, there's nowhere that there's a road on the planet, hardly, that you can't go in it. When we first saw it, of course, your temptation was to say, hey, this is just a badge engineered vehicle. But it's virtually impossible, unless maybe you look under the hood, to see any similarity between it and the F-Pace on which it is based. So kudos again to the Land Rover people for keeping the brands within Jag, Land Rover, and Range Rover separate.
And the other thing we should point out about Land Rover, Range Rover, as well as Jaguar, in the realm of Jag, we saw the electric version of the F-Pace in the Motor City of New York.
I-Pace. Amazing.
It really is.
I've only driven it through a very tight little course, closed course, not out in the road. It's beautiful. 240-mile range, and it handles like a Jaguar. So I think if people can get over the, you know, the range is still a little on the low side, I think, for a lot of people to buy this as their only vehicle, but it's such a gorgeous vehicle. And what I really think it, if you're in the market for, say, a Tesla sedan, not necessarily a Tesla SUV because that's a lot bigger, but a Tesla sedan, either an S or even the Model 3, the Jag, a very capable counter to that, and it's beautiful.
We're down to the category of best minivan, which is a highly contested one, just between a handful of rivals. Which one stood out as the Driver's Choice Award winner?
This category comes and goes. We gave it to the Chrysler Pacifica, and we were very pleased with that. And now we've given it to the Honda Odyssey, which kind of is, you know, usually it's either a Chrysler vehicle new one year and then the Honda the next or whatever. People love it because of the versatility of seating and because it is a Honda, and it has earned its, our award very easily.
When we come back, we're going to talk trucks and more with John Davis. Don't go away.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We thank you so much for coming along for the drive. We've got John Davis with us, noted esteemed automotive journalist, host, and creator of Motor Week, which you can check out on PBS, as well as on the Velocity Channel, as well as MotorWeek.com. We're running down the winners for this year's Driver's Choice Awards, and we've reached the category, which is a hotly contested one. And ironically, New York had a lot of news in this segment, and you don't normally equate that show with pickup trucks, but I think it goes back to the popularity, once again, making these automakers continue to focus on pickup trucks and other big money makers.
Well, you're certainly right about that. Best pickup truck this year went to the Ford F-150, and everybody says, hey, it was 3 years ago when they did the aluminum body, and that's true, but they came out for 18 with a lot of improved capability, a little bit better looking, ease of use was improved. But I really think, to our guys, it was the new Raptor that really kind of blew us away and said, like, this is the icing on the cake, the most off-road capable truck right out of the box you could buy. I don't think their reign as the top truck is going to end anytime soon, but with the new Ram you mentioned, there's a new GMC Sierra, of course, and a new Silverado. You talk about a horse race for pickup next year is the big one. But F-150, they're just sort of sitting there and watching everybody else and saying, you can nip at our heels, but that's about it. We're going to stay ahead of you. And they've done a pretty darn good job.
Now, John, we're up to the category of best eco-friendly, an expanding category, but I think an excellent winner that you've chosen.
2 years in a row for the Chevy Bolt EV. We just really didn't see anybody else that came close. Yes, there are some plug-in hybrids that are pretty impressive, but of course the last time we gave an award to that, I think it was the Chevy Volt. The point is, if you are in the market for either a second car or you never go huge long distances, I don't think you can go bad with a Bolt. It has a 240-mile range. With incentives, you can get it for around $30,000. It's shaped like a small SUV, so they did that on purpose, so it's a five-door hatchback with lots of capability. I know people that are actually getting well over 300 miles on range with them by driving with a very light foot. It makes a lot of difference where you live, whether it's flatlands or mountains. But it's just a terrific little vehicle, and it has something that we are always all about in our Driver's Choice Awards. We actually enjoyed driving it, and that's why we call it Driver's Choice. And the Bolt EV qualified, and 2 years in a row, and again, it's a very value-oriented, smart choice if you're looking for the ultimate fuel-efficient ride.
And now we're up to the best overall category. This is between all of the winners of the Driver's Choice Awards. One is chosen every year as the best of the year. And I'll let you tell the folks which vehicle took home the crown.
Well, it was our sports sedan winner. The 2018 Kia Stinger is our best of the year. We always look for one vehicle that sort of stands out from the rest and maybe also says the most about its manufacturer. This traditionally looking rear drive, all-wheel drive sports sedan, both excellent turbo, two-turbo powered engines, really good looking, you could nitpick on a few of the details in the exterior, but once you get behind the wheel, you're thinking, this is a Kia, and it just says a lot about what the Hyundai-Kia relationship is capable of. I mean, so much so that Genesis will have a sedan built off this same chassis soon. Inside, plenty of comfort for long trips. We drove it in some pretty bad weather. It had excellent directional stability. It has all the technology that you could possibly want. And a great price point, under 33 grand at the time we did the award for the base Stinger. It's 255 horsepower, 2-liter turbo 4 with an 8-speed automatic. Does not disappoint. But if you want to get a little bit, go upscale a little bit, you can get close to 50 with a GT. But when you start comparing it, say, to the Germans, it's a screaming bargain. And every brand we know of has tried at one time or another to go off after that vaulted European sports sedan, three series-ish type market. And most of them always have some major flaws. And the Stinger, we couldn't find any. It's just a great driving car.
There it is, the Driver's Choice Awards for 2018. And John, in the remaining few minutes here, I just wanted to talk to you about some interesting trends or new ideas surfacing in the marketplace. What do you think about these subscription driver services? BMW has one, Porsche
right.
has one,
Lincoln
Cadillac
has one,
announced one,
Volvo's
and
got one,
Lincoln
now.
As well. This is something very unique.
You know, when I first heard about it, when Porsche was like, what, $3,000 for their program, and you get to
yeah.
drive a selection of Porsches, and the Lincoln one is, what, $1,500 or $1,800. Cadillac, I think, has got one. I really thought, this is kind of like, who is this for? Is the extremely well-off millennial, of which I didn't think there were that many. But now we're already seeing the prices of these subscription services where you sign up for 3, 6, or 12 months and you have a selection of vehicles that you can go through. We're seeing that drop. The Volvo plan, I believe, is priced at around $600 a month. And
mm-hmm.
when you consider, that's for their new small XC40, when you consider that that includes all your insurance, and of course, if you need an oil change, that's included too, but it includes all your insurance, it's a turnkey operation. Now we're starting to get down to monthly payments that kind of make sense. And what these really are very short-term leases where you've got some variety that you can switch vehicles out depending on what your needs are. So the Volvo is kind of special because it's just one model, and that's probably why it's as inexpensive as it is. But the others I can see where someone says, hey, I'm getting ready to take a vacation. I need a big SUV, say you're a Lincoln participant, and yet when I'm driving around town, I'd rather be in a sedan. or something smaller. And so I call up the phone number, and they bring one, and they trade it out, and I go merrily on my way. When you combine that with these concierge services where these manufacturers will actually even go pick up your kids for you, and all the new grocery delivery services, people just seem to be looking at cars totally different than the way you and I did. So I'm not sure it's ever going to become a big thing, but I think it's going to become just another option and one that's very viable if you don't want to get tied down. Suppose you live in a city, you don't want to pay for a monthly parking place, you just call up and get a vehicle when you need it, you know, that you want to drive yourself. You could do that with an Uber, I guess. But for a trip, I think it's got some appeal.
Yeah, it definitely does. It has some very interesting characteristics about it, and especially if you're an enthusiast and you like to change your vehicle out a lot.
Sure, I want to drive a 911 one day, and I want to drive a Panamera another day or an SUV. I don't have that situation, but I can see people that do.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Ford announcing the demise of the Fiesta and the Taurus. Seems like Ford is really getting out of the car business.
Did they really announce it, or is that just a rumor? Because I knew it was a rumor. Have they actually come out and said they're both going away?
I believe they have.
Because, you know, they just showed this week the new Focus. And what we were talking about, the Civic, the compacts have gotten so large and so popular, they fill a lot of void. And I guess in a way it is kind of sad that they're walking away from it, but I can also understand that they're just not making the money off of it and they want to put more money into the SUVs and the truck side. I don't think cars are ever going to go away, and believe me, if popularity came back, they'd be back there in a shot. But I do think it's sad when a full-line brand like that starts to walk away from the bread-and-butter car market. You know, I mean, we'd already seen, you know, Focus production was going to shift away, and I guess they're talking about the Taurus will probably not be back either. So
it's going to be very interesting. And, of course, John, we love having you on the program, and we're going to get you back as soon as possible.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. There's no question about it. Motorweek.com. Check out, find your local PBS station, or check it out on Velocity. I'm Bob Long, and that's going to do it for this hour of the program.
This is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.